I am Roberta Schultz. We frequently consult field guides in the Schultz household to identify any birds, snakes, turtles, plants, or interesting mammals we encounter, both at home and on the road. In fact, it was a field guide that enabled me to identify the ugly pigeon with crooked legs my husband rescued from work one day when the resident peregrine falcon dropped the hapless bird from high up on Macy's roof downtown. Turns out our ugly pigeon, who could barely wobble on his crooked legs, was an excellent swimmer when I introduced him to our water-filled bathtub. When I looked him up in a field guide, I was able to match a picture of his falcon-ruffled feathers and crooked legs. It turns out he was a lovely waterfowl called the least grebe. The Cincinnati Zoo was happy to nurture him in their waterways. So when I read the title of Wild Yet Tasty, A Guide to Edible Plants of Eastern Kentucky from South Limestone Books, I was happy to dig in and find out what I might eat, both in our yard and during our road trips to the mountains and beyond. This slim and useful field guide, written by wildlife biologist Dan Dorson and his wife Judy, who's an educator, researcher, field technician, and editor, contains illustrations drawn by the author and an information-packed introduction, along with an impressive list of edible plants found in eastern Kentucky. Many of the plants are also found in wilder areas here in greater Cincinnati. Before plunging into the list of edibles themselves, the author offers pictorial explanations of the parts of plants he will discuss in each chapter, including the parts of flowers like stamen and filament, the various leaf types, like simple and compound, and leaf arrangements, opposite, alternate, and whorled. There are also explanatory drawings of root types, so one knows when one is digging up an actual edible plant part. These include tuber, taproot, corm, and rootstock. I'd like to share a few of the surprising edible plants one might find right here in our area. First of all, most people probably realize that the leaves of dandelions, when young and small, are edible in salad. My grandma always favored eating them sautéed in a pan like greens, along with some boiled egg and a little bacon. But they're also great fresh, just sprinkled into salad among the lettuce leaves. What some might not realize is that the flowers themselves are edible as well, and according to Dorson, are excellent when batter dipped and fried. He compares the taste to fried mushrooms, and if the collector is especially industrious, dandelion roots can be scrubbed, drained, and placed on a baking sheet to be roasted for a coffee-like drink. One of my yoga buddies also makes a mean dandelion jelly. So if your lawn is dotted in yellow blooms, you might want to keep those lawn treatment folks away from your edible stash. Wild blackberries are not a surprise to me since I grew up in Grants Lake, Kentucky. During the summers, our favorite childhood hangout was Vader's Ballpark for the evening softball games. My sisters and I watched the games played, and we also played on the swings and sometimes danced to the jukebox in the little room behind the snack bar. But the best part about going to Vader's most nights was finding our way through Ed Yelton's cow pasture, through the woods, and finally to the fence behind the ballpark outhouses. We often scouted the path for blackberry plants, which were abundant along the fence line, and would return the next day in full daylight to collect the ripe wild berries in buckets or large bowls. It was the first time I realized that there were all kinds of edible plants and fruits around me if I just paid attention during the right time of year. Dorson discusses the health benefits of these wild berries and when they are best picked. All that mattered to us as children was that they tasted so good. I read the entry about sumac with interest, since our place has so many of these gangly shrub-like trees near the western property line. It turns out that many types of sumac berries are edible. Dorson explains that these types have red or orange blossoms, as opposed to white ones. This spring, I've been waiting for our sumac to bloom, so I'd know whether or not I might enjoy yet another wild edible. Unfortunately, as my mother kept telling me so long ago on Nagel Road, our type of sumac has white blossoms and is therefore called poison sumac. But next spring, I just might try adding a few redbud tree blossoms to my salads, since the Dorsons say they are delicious, and we are lucky enough to have a few of those trees down by the lake. Persimmons, pawpaws, hickory nuts, and white oak acorns all grow wild in our area and also provide our palates with the opportunity to enjoy some tasty edibles. The Dorsons share specific times for harvesting and which parts of each plant are the best for eating. I was especially surprised that the common cattail plant, found along highways, drainage ditches, and lakes in our area, have many edible parts, including the shoots, green flower spikes, and roots. According to the author, the flower spikes taste somewhat like sweet corn when cooked. The final entry describes how to distinguish the morel mushroom from false ones. Also known by many as dry land fish, morels are prized for their great taste when cooked. The author cautions us not to eat morels without cooking them, as they can harm your red blood cells with a chemical that is rendered neutral during the cooking process. Dorson also points out that morels are often found near the base of tulip poplars in the spring. Next spring, I'm going to take a closer look down the hill, where we have at least three of those trees. Dan and Judy Dorson raised their family during his stint as a forest ranger in the Red River Gorge. It was there that they did much of their research and sampling of tasty edibles. Dorson tells a funny story about rousting his kids out of bed in the early mornings to gather wild berries for their breakfast hotcakes. They grumbled a lot, he reports, until they enjoyed those excellent berries in their breakfast. You can find a link to the useful and information-packed field guide, Wild Yet Tasty, A Guide to Edible Plants of Eastern Kentucky, by Dan and Judy Dorson, at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.